distributed and marketed by Gurok Limited. Quality that's forever.
Welcome. You're at the till. Groceries packed. Then, boom. No wallet. No card. Don't stress. With StanPay by Stanbic, you just approve the prompt on your phone and enter your Stanbic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Konse pay points. This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Time now is 18 hours. Up next is the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu IMD, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Catholic bishops reject government intentions to reintroduce Bill 7. RIA to commence a 13.6 million kwacha electrification project in Central Province. In global news, thousands of federal workers face unpaid leave as U.S. government shutdown hits key services. A very good evening to you. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga, and this is the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. The details. The Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops, ZCCB, has expressed strong disapproval over government's intention to reintroduce the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025. In a statement signed by the bishops, they are citing lack of genuine public participation, absence of transparency and accountability, and technical and democratic concerns as reasons for their disapproval. The bishops note that the current amendment process has been tightly controlled by the executive, with limited and sporadic consultation, while citizens, civil society, and traditional leaders and faith-based organizations have not been meaningfully engaged. The ZCCB has also expressed concerns over the process of appointing new judges to the superior courts, citing lack of transparency and public accountability. They are urging the President, Judicial Service Commission, and National Assembly to reconsider the process. The bishops have since called on members of parliament to reject the reintroduction of Bill No. 7 until a truly inclusive, transparent, and participatory process is undertaken, and have urged civil society, legal professionals, and faith-based institutions to demand a more transparent and merit-based process for judicial appointments. The Rural Electrification Authority, RIA, Acting Chief Executive Officer Alex Mbumba says preparations are underway to commence the 2025 electrification projects in Central Province, valued at 13.6 million kwacha. Speaking when Central Province Minister Mwabashike Nkulukusa paid a courtesy call on him in Lusaka this morning, Engineer Mbumba highlighted that RIA also plans to electrify 4 additional areas in the province under the National Energy Advancement and Transformation Program, estimated at 12.7 million kwacha. He said the electrification projects in Central Province form part of the 144 projects the authority intends to implement across the country this year, with a focus on rural health centers, schools, and other underserved areas. Engineer Mbumba has assured the Minister of RIA's commitment to working closely with rural communities to accelerate the drive towards universal access to electricity.
The projects we do are also an empowerment to the people of Zambia, because this is funding that comes to RIA, and then it's trickled down to the people of Zambia to implement the projects. So for those that we have challenges with, we have terminated more than 10 now, and those projects we are trying to see how we can catch up on time, because some of them delayed. But we have already finished about 52 projects this year as a country out of the 84 that we planned to finish.
And Central Province Minister Mwabashike Nkulukusa has appealed to RIA to expand its efforts and electrify more areas in order to support the province's ambitious goal of producing 3 million metric tons of agriculture output by 2030, among other developmental targets.
The Chinese said, take a road and take electricity. Then you have taken development. Forget about everything. Yourselves as business people, as workers, when you hear, oh, Mungure Road is tied and there is power, you will go and take development yourselves there. Because you go and buy a farm, you go and do all these things. So we are really grateful to see that one of the institutions that is mandated and that is working as a partner like yourselves is really aligned and is not only talking the talk, but is making sure they are walking the talk.
New Congress Party MCP leader Peter Chanda has criticized the recently shared list of Tonse Alliance leaders, calling it fabricated. Former President Edgar Lungu's political advisor, Chris Zumanizimba, yesterday during a press briefing, shared a list of alliance leaders purported to have been left by the late four head of state. But addressing the media in Lusaka today, Mr. Chanda has questioned the inclusion of Matero Member of Parliament, Miles Samper, on the list of leaders when he only reconciled with the given Luvinda-led Patriotic Front faction after Mr. Lungu's passing. Mr. Chanda has also expressed concerns about the Tonse Alliance's unity, noting that the alliance is witnessing rebellion and mistrust. He has revealed that the alliance had chosen his party as its special purpose vehicle, but wondered why the meeting to review and approve a special purpose vehicle.
The publication of the list that was announced yesterday, reporting that President ECL left a list of appointments to be made, is a hoax. That is just to carry you fast forward. When you look at the composition of the names that are in that list, it will tell you that Comrade Mao Sampa was not part of Tonse Alliance by then. He only reconciled with the PF in May.
In more news, Labour Commissioner Given Muntengwa has directed Usangu Logistics in Indola to start paying overtime and other related allowances to its employees, including their affiliation to unions of their choice. The directive follows a five-hour meeting with management and workers who raised concerns about poor treatment at the company. During his visit, Mr. Muntengwa disclosed that some employees were facing intimidation and unfair dismissals over minor issues, and also heard that workers were not provided with subsistence allowances, a situation he described as unacceptable. Further, the workers disclosed that they are often charged for minor incidents such as tire bursts and broken tubes, even in cases where there was no clear evidence of willful damage. Mr. Muntengwa has warned the company management against taking disciplinary action against the workers who provided the information, stating that any such move would not be tolerated. Usangu Logistics has an employee base of 363, with only 48 currently unionized.
Well, the first thing is no employee must be dismissed on the basis of having interacted with us or having told us some of the things that are happening. So we discovered that you don't pay overtime here. Employees work overtime, but you don't pay them. And our directive going forward is overtime must be paid for anyone who works beyond 48 hours in a week. for aggregated in a month beyond 208 hours on a